Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll check in with Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America, and we'll learn about the Veterans Linkage Line. But first, on this Mother's Day weekend, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Military members will be the first to tell you, our families are the reason we are able to serve. Today, I would like to honor a special member of our military family, our mothers. Mothers play an important role in our lives. They are the first to give us love, as well as strength and courage to persevere when the going gets tough. Mothers teach us, at an early age, values that fall in line with values we adopt when we join the military. In the Minnesota National Guard, as in all branches, we have mothers who also serve. They are dedicated, hardworking individuals who balance their military lives and their family lives to serve our country. I'd be remiss without mentioning another very special group of mothers, our Gold Star mothers. These mothers have endured a pain most of us will never know. Their children gave the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. On this Mother's Day, I would like to thank all of our mothers for your support of what we do and your sacrifices while we serve, and it gives us the strength to accomplish our mission.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Jim Fisher, the president of the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans of America. Jim, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Jim, for some of the folks that might have missed the show when you were on, was it a year ago you were here?
Just about a year ago, yeah.
Can you tell us you served in the Army?
I was in the Army, heavy equipment operator, bulldozers, road graders, that kind of thing, attached with the 168 Combat Engineers. We were attached to the 1st Infantry Division just north of Saigon, that area.
And what years were you over there?
I was there from September of 1967 through November of 1969. I served 2 years in the same unit.
So you were right in the thick of it. 1968 was a tough year.
Very much so, yeah. It was an engineer's war. We were out there all the time, digging, building airfields, roads, bunkers, everything you could imagine, demolition. It was dangerous work.
And fortunately, you made it back home.
I did, and I'm very grateful to that, that I made it back home.
Now, Jim, I understand you recently retired.
I retired about a year ago. I worked in the building materials industry in the Twin Cities for about 35 years, and finally hung it up last June. And then about a week later, I took over as the president of the Minnesota State Council for Vietnam Veterans of America.
So you didn't do a very good job of that retirement, did you?
Well, a little bit. I'm still getting a couple, 3 days a week to relax and enjoy retirement. But
well, Jim, tell me a little bit about Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America. Is the organization growing?
Our organization is growing all the time. We've added over 50 members this year, nationally over 2,000. I represent about 1,250 members statewide. We're spread out in 11 local chapters and a number of at-large members. Through our donations and work with veterans projects, we funnel close to $100,000 a year back out into the veteran community. We work with the homeless, Yellow Ribbon projects, veteran MACV, military assistance programs, and the individuals that are in need of money as they go along.
And Jim, I think you told me that the chapter that you belong to, you meet over at the Hopkins VFW?
My chapter, Chapter 62, which is one of the over 650 chapters in the country, we meet monthly on the first Saturday of the month at Hopkins VFW. We have a BS session for about an hour, and then we go into a little bit of a meeting. And
what time of day is that?
It's Saturday mornings at first Saturday of the month at 10 o'clock.
So all of our Vietnam veterans are welcome to stop in.
Absolutely. We have coffee and donuts. We'd love to see you, talk over old times, and maybe get involved in some volunteer work.
Jim, I understand you've had a little change. The VVA has a service officer, and you had some changes in that office.
Last year, our longtime veteran service officer passed away, and another fellow took over for several months but had to retire. We were looking for a new veteran service officer and fell upon the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, who offered to take over our office or chair our office, providing the actual manning, the veteran service officer part of it, and VVA would still pay for the office, run it under our banner, and go forward with it. It's been a great operation with Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. They're able to outreach veterans much easier than we could out of one office.
So you were able to quickly establish or in partnership with the MDVA, picked up an experienced veteran service officer to help advocate for the claims.
Exactly, which is what we needed. We looked at trying to hire someone ourselves, and it was just going to be a tough role for us to hold. And the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is highly rated throughout the country. Their veteran service officer program is one of the best, and we're happy to be partnered up with them.
So for our veterans out there and our Vietnam veterans out there, if you've got some type of an issue and a claim you want to apply for, stop and see your county veteran service officer, and they'll fill out the paperwork, and then give Jim a call over at the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans of America, and he'll hook you up with his service officer, and they'll advocate for you.
Yes, if a phone number for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Service Office is 612-970-5662. Call that number. You can get hooked up right away with our VVA service officer.
We're speaking with Jim Fisher, the president of Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America on Minnesota Military Radio. Jim, I know you wanted to give us an update on some Agent Orange issues.
We're still working on Agent Orange issues. New things pop up all the time. Right now, our main effort is to get the lobby Congress and get the Toxic Exposure Research Act of 2015 passed. In the House, that's H.R. 1769. In the Senate, that's Senate Bill 901. When this legislation is enacted, it will establish within the Department of Veterans Affairs a National Center for Research on the Diagnosis and Treatment of Health Conditions that dependents of Vietnam veterans exposed to toxic substances come by during their service. In other words, we know that Agent Orange can be passed on to our children. We've found this out. We think it might go back seven generations. And our attempt now is to get the government to take a look at that and take a look at treating these offspring of Vietnam veterans.
Jim, I know the VA hospital system has a million-man program where they, if you volunteer, they get to look at your personal records, and a lot of our veterans have volunteered, but they must be finding combing through all of those records of our veterans that were exposed to Agent Orange. They must be learning new stuff every day.
Every day we learn new things. We've now learned that the planes that spread Agent Orange throughout Vietnam were used up to 10 years after Vietnam by many National Guard, Reserve, and other countries. They were still contaminated with toxic substances, and we're seeing air crews from those planes, from those units, now coming down with Agent Orange-related diseases.
And, Jim, I saw something recently where they did an update about the Blue Water Navy and the Brown Water Navy and the exposure there, too.
There's also an act before Congress, the Blue Water Navy, H.R. 543, and Senate 1629, which, if passed, would allow naval veterans who served on ships close up to the shore in Vietnam the same kinds of benefits that on-the-ground troops get for Agent Orange-related diseases.
So part of the thing that that the Vietnam Veterans of America as a national organization does is advocate for some legislation to make sure that if we were exposed to Agent Orange and those type of things, that we get the help that we need.
Yes, VVA, that's one of their main thrusts. Our headquarters is in Silver Springs, Maryland, and we're constantly working with the legislatures and the Department of Veterans Affairs to get legislation passed.
Jim, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I know you want to talk about veteran suicide issues, and we'll get to that in a moment. We're speaking with Jim Fisher, the president of the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans of America on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking with Jim Fisher, the president of the Minnesota Vietnam Veterans of America, and he is a veteran of the United States Army and served in 2 years in Vietnam, 67 to 69. Jim, we've been talking about Agent Orange and some of those issues, and I'm sure if our listeners go to the Vietnam Veterans of America website, there's a lot of information there, isn't there?
Tons of information there on specific diseases and links to other websites that can get you all the information you need.
And Jim, we wanted to talk in this segment a little bit about veteran suicide. There's been some articles in the press lately, and very disturbing articles. We're losing a lot of people, aren't we?
We are losing a lot of people. It's estimated that we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide. And this is purely an estimate because reports aren't really good on suicide. Even in the general population, it's not reported all the time. So veterans, this is an extrapolation of some information that came in with about a quarter of the states responding. The real scary thing for a person, you or myself, Vietnam veterans, is that the over 70% of the suicides are people over 50. That puts us right there. Vietnam veterans, as Vietnam veterans, we endured a lot, and we carried a lot. A lot of guys in my organization early on lost all hope and committed suicide. Then we went for many, many years without seeing many. Now we're seeing guys retiring, facing life possibly alone or lonely, doubled up with possible pain, suffering from PTSD, other physical problems, and they just kind of lose all hope.
And if they've retired, then they've got some time on their hands, and they've got time to think about the things that they've experienced and went through that maybe they'd shoved to the back of their mind 30, 40 years ago.
Many, many times. That's what we find. We find veterans coming into our organization now that have not belonged to anything, just looking for somebody to talk to. Just looking to somebody who understands maybe what they went through. Not all scars were caused by, we know, by bullets or bombs or grenades. They were mental. They were physical scars. Waging war is a very demanding thing. It takes a soldier down to its core. And the Army used to just eat you up and spit you out, and with nothing left for you. So those PTSD problems are coming back, and they're haunting veterans of our age.
So, Jim, as an organization, what is the Vietnam Veterans of America doing to help educate and help with the problem of older veteran suicide?
Well, we're trying to inform our members on down to the chapter level to keep an eye out for the veteran who possibly is a candidate for suicide. Veterans in your group that may, again, have lost a loved one recently, or in financial trouble, or maybe have a substance abuse problem. They then retire with this time on their hands. They don't know how to they don't know how to regulate their time, and it's just soon they start to withdraw, and then you start to have problems.
So look for changes in the veteran.
Look for changes in the veteran. Look for changes in the attitude of the veteran. Anger can sometimes come out. look for withdrawal from veterans organizations. I don't want to come there anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. Try and help them out. Try and be a friend. That's about all you can do.
So, Jim, if you see someone you think's under distress and they're changing and they've shown signs that there's an issue, where do you go for help?
Well, the best place to go for help is the Veterans Suicide Hotline, they call it. It is, the number is
800-273-8255.
Thank you, Tom. But that is the place to start. If you can get a hold of someone there, they can get you to the right people locally that can help you. There are veterans organizations. There's the VA itself, who's ready to step in at any time to help anyone contemplating suicide.
Jim, September is Suicide Prevention Month, and last September we did a whole show on suicide prevention and had some experts here from the VA and the Minnesota National Guard and the chaplains. So if you go to Minnesota Military Radio and just type in the word suicide, you'll get to the show from September 14th, 2014. And we went into depth of what those signs might be if someone is changing and having some issues, and exactly how you can go about helping them in a proper manner and getting them some help so that we can save these guys from doing something wrong.
It really helps to get to know these people better than you do already.
Step up and be a buddy and watch out for your
exactly. Buddy. Yes,
we're speaking with Jim Fisher, president of Minnesota Vietnam Veterans of America, and Minnesota Military Radio. Jim, another thing I want to talk about is the state of Minnesota. There's 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations, such as American Legion, VFW, so on. You're one of them, Vietnam Veterans of America, and you get together on a monthly basis in something called the Commander's Task Force. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the Commander's Task Force is made up of representatives of all those VSOs, and we work with the Commissioner's office on veteran-related issues. Anything veteran-related to come up, the spending of money, the running of the state nursing homes, anything under there, we look at and support certain legislation.
And collectively, working together, you've got the membership of all of those organizations, VFW, Legion, VVA, and you can go over to the Capitol and you can represent all your members when we're talking about legislation, and there's quite a charter legislation going on this year.
There's quite a bit going on this year, and one of the things that's happened so far is the legislature has decided to not, at this point, fund the Department of Veterans Affairs with their full request. This could... if this goes through, lack of funding could cost several jobs and even possibly close down some programs. So I'd like to encourage everyone to get a hold of their legislator out there and tell them to fully fund the Department of Veterans Affairs.
And, of course, we had once again, if you go in and to the website and type in Commander's Task Force, we had a whole show on all the different legislation that the Commander's Task Force was endorsing and trying to push up at the Capitol, even like reducing taxes on military retirement pay.
That's one thing that we've supported quite a bit. We think that veterans who serve their country for that long deserve a little bit of a break by coming back to Minnesota and living here. So.
And on that show, we talked about the fact that Wisconsin changed that law some years back, and they've got good, solid evidence that that was good for the Wisconsin's economy because those people are still working and still paying taxes, and it worked. It's a good thing. So
exactly, it's been tried before, and I think this year it's gonna go through.
Jim, we just got a couple of minutes left. What other things are you working on as president of the Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America?
Well, this year in July, we have our national convention in Springfield, Illinois, which is a great place for a convention, the land of Lincoln. It's a beautiful little town, and we intend to, again, still stay very focused on Agent Orange-related and PTSD-related issues. As our organization it gets older, being an organization that's conflict-specific, we know we're not going to be here forever. So we're planning on how our organization is going to go down the next 10 years. And uh, at, at time we have to hand it off to someone, how exactly we're going to do that.
Man, you said you're growing, so for any Vietnam veterans out there that haven't joined, if they do join Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America, they lend their voice to the activity going on over at the legislature and at Capitol Hill out in D.C.
Exactly. We try and keep out in front of all the issues that are out there, along with the other large organizations. We're fairly small in numbers, but we have a huge impact on the legislature nationally.
Jim, always good to see you. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Our motto at Vietnam Veterans of America has always been, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. And I think we've done a good job with that, and we want to make sure that our veterans coming home now are taken care of.
Jim, thanks for joining us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Tom, for having me on.
That was Jim Fisher, president of Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment to learn about the Veterans Linkage Line here on Minnesota Military Radio.
You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Network. Stay tuned for more and follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to talk about the Veterans Linkage Line. But first, once again, on this Mother's Day weekend, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
Today I'd like to spend a few moments recognizing mothers across Minnesota. These mothers might be veterans, they might be currently serving and in harm's way, or they might have suffered the loss of their son or daughter in service to this country. This is a time when the community comes together to acknowledge and thank mothers for their love, guidance, and nurturing. The influence of mothers has a tremendous impact on families and society overall. Whatever your situation, I want to thank you for the role you have played in the lives of our children and families across Minnesota. On behalf of everyone here at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the veterans across this great state, I wish you a fun and joyous day of celebration. Love you, Mom.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. The Veterans Linkage Line is a toll-free customer service line and website that is first of its kind in the nation. LinkVet is staffed by a team of support specialists trained through the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining me now to talk about LinkVet is Kelly Jo Greiner. Kelly, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Can you tell me, you're not part of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, but you work closely with them.
We work very closely with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I work for the Minnesota Board on Aging, and the Minnesota Board on Aging is the entity that runs the Senior Linkage Line service. And the Veterans Linkage Line works very closely with the Senior Linkage Line and also our third service, which is the Disability Linkage Line. So there's three services that we have available, three phone lines for people to call to get help with their specific issues. And we're networked together very closely, so people easily get transferred between those phone systems depending on what they're calling on. Now, regarding the Veterans Linkage Line, also known as LinkVet, and I want to give people that number, it's 1-888-546-5838. The LinkVet, otherwise known as the Veterans Linkage Line Service, has got specific staff that are knowledgeable in veterans' issues. And what we want to do is encourage people to call for assistance with specific areas such as veterans' benefits, and we're talking about both state and federal veterans' benefits, to get linked to your county veteran service officer. Those individuals can make such a huge difference in a veteran's life that we want to make sure people are getting connected to their right county veteran service officer. The resources for homeless veterans is a big piece of what LinkVet, otherwise known as the Veterans Linkage Line, does, as well as referrals to the veterans' homes and education benefits for returning veterans and veterans that are just interested possibly in returning to school. In addition, LinkVet, also known as the Veterans Linkage Line, is the liaison to the Federal Veterans Administration and TRICARE. So if there are issues that you may be having, they can be the liaison to try and resolve those issues, in addition to your county veteran service officer.
We're speaking with Kelly Jo Greiner, who is actually an elderly health care program specialist, about LinkVet. on Minnesota Military Radio. Can you tell me, how did your career unwind so that you got involved in Link Vet and some of the other things we're going to talk about, the senior linkage line?
Sure.
How did you arrive in this position?
Well, I started out in the field of social work, and then I also became a paralegal and was doing a lot of Medicare appeals. I was working for an organization called the Medicare Advocacy Project. And as a result, got very interested in senior issues and in Medicare and medical assistance and healthcare programs for seniors and persons with disabilities. And so as a result, expanded my knowledge and ended up working for the Minnesota Board on Aging, primarily with the Senior Linkage Line service. But then over the years, we've added the Disability Linkage Line and the Veterans Linkage Line to those services.
And that's when you started partnering with Commissioner Schellevo and his folks over at the Minnesota Department
exactly.
of Veterans Affairs.
And Veterans Linkage Line has been available since 2007. A lot of people may not be aware of that, but we really want to get out and encourage people to call, be aware of that service, that it's there to assist you. And in addition, there also is a website people can go to, and there's live chat available. And that website is www.mingov.mdva, and in the right-hand corner, you will see the LinkVet icon.
So LinkVet is a toll-free customer service line. Now, for all our veterans, and I think the commissioner says there's about 370,000 of them in Minnesota, if they've got a question about anything veteran, can they pretty well just call LinkVet?
Yes. Call the Veterans Linkage Line, also known as LinkVet, with any veteran-related issue, because if it happens to be an issue that the Veterans Linkage Line cannot assist with, they can get you connected to either the Senior Linkage Line, if, for example, it's a Medicare issue, or to the Disability Linkage Line if it's an issue such as home modification.
And if it's something as simple as they might have an issue that might require a claim and they just want to find their local county veteran service officer, they could just call this line.
Call the Veterans Linkage Line, LinkVet.
Now, is that man 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Yes, it is.
And are they in the same location as these other two lines?
They are not in the same location. Actually, they are in northwestern Minnesota, and the call center up there is staffed primarily with social workers and specialists that, as I said earlier, know the veterans' benefits. But what makes the system unique is we're all using basically the same phone system, and so we're able to communicate with one another in terms of the specialists for the Senior Linkage Line, the Disability Linkage Line, and the Veterans Linkage Line, so we can seamlessly get people to where they need to go to get the assistance.
Now, you were listening when we interviewed Jim Fisher from Minnesota's Vietnam Veterans of America, and he talked a little bit about Agent Orange issues and if our Vietnam veterans have those kind of problems to file a claim with their county veteran service officer so they could use this line to get connected.
Definitely.
And then we also talked about the fact that there's way too many veterans having suicide issues. Mm-hmm. And if they can't find that suicide 800 number, can they call LinkVet and get connected that way too?
Definitely. Yeah, the LinkVet will get people connected to a crisis connection line if that is needed. And I think the most important thing for all veterans to be aware of is that LinkVet is here for you. It's here to assist you with virtually any veteran issue that may come to mind. And if you're not sure, which group your issue falls into, call LinkVet, and they will be able to assist you and help you find your way.
Okay, we've just got a few minutes left in this segment. Can you tell me the Senior Linkage Line? What's that all about?
Okay, the Senior Linkage Line is a service of the Minnesota Board on Aging and the Area Agencies on Aging, and it's been around since 1994. And we have expertise in a variety of areas, which include Medicare, as I had mentioned earlier. And an area that we're getting much more involved in is called long-term care options counseling. And the goal is to help people with long-term care needs remain in the community for as long as possible. And through that, helping people understand what's available for services in the community to help them stay in their home, and for younger people to help them figure out how can they pay for their long-term care as they age and as they get older.
So if a senior's just, if they're having those issues, it's getting harder and harder to take care of myself at home. Is there some help out there so I can stay here? A lot of people want to stay in their home as long as they can.
Yes, they do.
And they can call that.
And that is why the Senior Linkage Line service has expanded over the year. We have individuals available, staff that will help people getting out of a nursing home to successfully return home, or people living in their home that want to make sure they stay in their home. And the senior linkage line number is 1-800-333-2433.
And if they can't remember that, they can call LinkVet and they can get switched over.
Exactly.
Now, if they have just some questions about every year there's an open enrollment period and they've got some insurance issues and Part A, Part B, Part D, can you help them with those things too?
We certainly can at the Senior Linkage Line.
And I'll bet during that open enrollment you get a lot of calls on that.
We do get a lot of calls, a lot of calls.
It's confusing. There's a lot of paperwork.
It's very confusing. There's a lot of paperwork, and there are changes every single year. So that's why we really encourage all people to make sure you're looking at what your option is going to look like in the following year, because there will be changes.
So there's a wide range of senior issues. You can help with most of those as well.
Yes, and caregiver issues. I forgot to mention all the others. But yes, the Senior Linkage Line can assist people with a vast array of issues.
So once again, the Senior Linkage Line is 1-800-333-2433, or you can just call LinkVet or 1-800-546-5838. Kelly, we're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to get a couple examples of people that have called for help, either veterans or seniors, and just review that one more time.
Definitely.
So that all our listeners know that there's help just a phone call away.
Okay.
We're speaking with Kelly Jo Greiner on Minnesota Military Radio about LinkVet and the Senior Linkage Line. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking today with Kelly Jo Greiner about LinkVet, the Veterans Linkage Lines, and about Senior Linkage Line. And LinkVet is 888-546-5838, and the Senior Linkage Line is 1-800-333-2433. So we got those taken care of, Kelly Jo.
Yes, we do.
I want to get into a couple of examples. I can envision veterans all over the state maybe having questions, don't know who to call, and they call the LinkVet, Veterans Linkage Lines. Have you got an example of the kind of questions that you get?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, we've got an individual that we actually assisted who was a veteran, had returned from service, and was a below-the-knee amputee and was put into a nursing home, into a skilled nursing facility in Minnesota, and really wanted to return home. And by working through the LinkVet, because his family had made the contact with LinkVet, and then connecting us through the Senior Linkage Line, we were able to get assistance in the way of a staff from the Senior Linkage Line to actually go out and meet with him and work with him and his family to get him home and to do home modifications that would allow him to be able to go home. In addition, his county veteran service officer was also very involved in working very closely with him. So that's an example of the two linkage lines working together to help somebody that at the time was very depressed. He did not think he was going to get out of the nursing home, and he desperately did want to return home.
So you really ended up pulling various resources together to accomplish his goal.
And that's exactly what we did. Through the LinkVet and the Senior Linkage Line working together, this individual was able to go home and is living home right now with his family.
Well, I'll bet he's pretty happy with you.
Very happy. Very happy gentleman.
Kelly Jo, how about the Senior Linkage Line?
The Senior Linkage Line, I had mentioned earlier, we help people with Medicare issues. And this past year, we received a call from a gentleman who was having problems paying for his insulin. His dosage of insulin kept getting increased, and his out-of-pocket costs had really gone up. And one of the questions we always ask people is, are you a veteran, when they call Senior Linkage Line? And this individual was the Korean War veteran and had never applied for VA benefits, did not go through that process. So we connected him through LinkVet with his county veteran service officer. He applied for VA benefits. He now is getting his insulin covered 100% through the VA, and the rest of his prescriptions are being covered by his Medicare Part D plan. He has told us that this year, just in 2015, he will save $3,000 just on his insulin that he was having to take on a very regular basis. So that's definitely a success story.
So in his case, they were able to find something in his medical records when he was in the service that directly related to the disease and the problems he's having today, and they approved his claim. And
definitely. They were able to make the service connection.
That's a pretty nice story. Now, we just got a couple minutes left. Can you explain once again the three lines and how they work together?
I sure will. We've got the Veterans Linkage Line, also known as LinkVet, and that phone number is 1-888-546-5838. And then we have the Senior Linkage Line at 1-800-333-2433. And the Disability Linkage Line, 1-866-333-2466. And all three of these linkage lines work together to help make assistance seamless for people that call for help, no matter what their issue may be. And I do want to point out that the services we provide really are information and assistance. It's not an information and referral service. So you are going to get additional help than maybe just getting a phone number. That's the purpose of the linkage lines.
So the Veterans Linkage Lines clearly is for veterans, but the seniors, for all seniors, not
yes.
just veterans,
yes.
and the disability line?
Disability linkage line for people with disabilities, which may include veterans as well.
Okay. Well, it's been very educational today, and we've got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners about these wonderful service that you're providing with these linkage lines?
You had started out when you were introducing me mentioning that LinkVet is unique to Minnesota, and I really do want to promote that we are the only state in the country that has a service like this. And we don't have all these advertising dollars to put the name out there and the phone number out there. So it really is through word of mouth and through shows such as this that we hope veterans and their families are going to find out about LinkVet and are going to call for help, because we have people ready and waiting to assist you with no matter what your veteran issue may be. So please call.
Kelly Jo, thanks for visiting with us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
It's Kelly Jo Greiner talking about LinkVet, the Veterans Linkage Line, and Senior Linkage Line, and the Disability Line. Joining me now from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System is the Public Affairs Officer, Ralph Huesner. Ralph, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be with you.
I understand Director Kelly's out, and you're going to bring us up to date on all the great things going on out there.
I have three topics I'd like to cover quickly. The first one has to do with the Veterans Choice Program. Technically, it's called the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act. It was passed by Congress and signed into law last fall of 2014. And this program expands non-VA care for veterans who can't be seen at a VA facility within 30 days or who live 40 miles or more from a VA facility. A major change in the program just 2 weeks ago regarding the 40-mile rule. Until this change, the 40-mile rule was based on a direct line distance, or as the crow flies. The change is we are now using the driving distance using Bing Maps. This will affect 3,000 to 5,000 Minnesota veterans who are 40 miles or more from a VA facility. If they fall into that category, a third-party organization called the TPA HealthNet will seek to find a provider closer to home. There's still a challenge, however, that not enough specialists in Minnesota are participating in the program. So HealthNet, the administrator of the program, is actively trying to recruit more Minnesota specialists to get involved in the Choice Program. Veterans will be receiving a letter indicating that they now qualify based on the new 40-mile rule.
Ralph, I understand that you're celebrating Research Week this coming week.
Yes, this is an annual event sponsored by the VA. We spend next Thursday, the 14th, we have a noontime scientific lecture, and then beginning at 1 o'clock, poster presentations with the researchers. So veterans are more than welcome to come to the medical center. They can interact one-on-one with researchers, and these are researchers covering everything from PTSD, TBI, cancer screening, asthma care. Opportunity to meet with them and ask questions one-on-one. So we usually get several hundred participants, and the scientific lecture at noon has to do with bacteria contagiousness. So it's kind of a technical talk, but veterans are more than welcome to come at noon and stay through the afternoon.
Ralph, you've got a quick update for us on your audiology service?
At the medical center, we now have 9 audiology booths. In the last year, we've added 3. We've gone from 6 to 3 booths at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. This is going to increase our capacity of about 1,700 visits per year.
audiology, hearing aids, and other issues. It is our largest outpatient specialty clinic. Last year, we had more than 15,000 visits. In addition to the audiology clinic here, we have audiology clinics at our Northwest Metro Clinic, Twin Ports Clinic in Superior, and our Maplewood Clinic. And we'll be adding another two audiology booths at the Whipple Federal Building this fall.
Ralph, last time I was out there, it was nice to see that your flag atrium is looking pretty good.
And it is being used extensively by veterans. It's become a nice area to congregate. I wonder how we got along without it, but it was worth the time and the expense. In addition to providing nice furniture, we have services available in the flag atrium covering the business office, release of information, My Healthy Vet, and some other services.
Ralph, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good week.
Thank you. That was Ralph Huesner, the public affairs officer from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. We've got just a couple of mentions this week. Number one, for those of you that served with the 88th Army Reserve Command from 68 to 96 or the 88th Regional Support Command from 96 to 2003 or the 88th Regional Readiness Command 2003 to 2005, they're going to have a reunion celebration. It's going to be the 15th, 16th, and 17th of May with the main event on 16 May. And for more information on that, go to 88armyreservereunion.com. And last, the 5th Blue Star Bash for Wounded Heroes will be Saturday, May 16th at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 1114 American Boulevard, Bloomington. Proceeds will go to help the Eagles Healing Nest, whose mission is to provide assistance with healing of invisible wounds of the war carried by our servicemen and women, past, present, and future. Reserve tickets at bluestarbash@gmail.com, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. For more details, go to Facebook page for Blue Star Bash for Wounded Warriors. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Jim Fisher, Kelly Jo Greiner, Ralph Huesner, Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we hear what's going on at the Minnesota Veterans Cemetery on Memorial Day and find out how the mission continues with Lee Freeman. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.